You're listening to the 235th edition of the Bitachon Podcast. We have a pasuk that we're going to study together here today in Melachim Beis, 2 Kings, Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Hey, chapter 18, verse 5. And speaking of Chizkiyahu HaMelech, the great king of the Jewish people, Hezekiah, B'Hashem Elokei Yisrael Batach, and in speaking about him, it gives his praise and it says that he trusted in Hashem, the God of Israel, there was nobody like him before, and there was nobody like him after. The Medrash says that there were four different great kings of the Jewish people who had different levels of faith and different ways of interacting with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Arba malachim hayu. Each one, when they approached Hashem, when they had their bitachon, when they asked for something, they asked in a different way. Be'elohim. These are the four. David, King David, Ve'asa, Ve'yoshafat, Ve'chizkiyahu. Those are the four kings. David Amar, King David said, Erdoif evai v'asigeim. He said, I will run after my enemies and I will reach them. So, he said, basically what he said to Hashem is, I want you to help me do the job. Hashem says, no problem, that's what we'll do. Pasuk says, King David struck his enemies from morning till night. So King Asa said, I don't have the power, I don't have the nerve to kill them, to kill my enemies. What I want to do is I want to run after them and you take care of them. So he says, sure, that's what we'll do. The enemies of Asa fell. They fell in front of Hashem. And the implication, the indication is, Lifnei Asa in Ksivkan, Elifnei Hashem, Lifnei Machaneo. It doesn't say that they fell before Asa, the king. Rather, it says they fell before God, before his encampment. Implying that the one who did the killing, the one who destroyed the enemy, was Hashem himself. Yoshav said, look, I don't have the ability, or I don't have the nerve to run after my enemies, to kill them, none of that. But I'll tell you what I can do. I'll sing. I'll sing a song of victory. And you, Hashem, take care of my enemies. Take care of them. Hashem said, deal. We got it. As soon as he started singing, and we'll learn this together because we're going to have all the psukim from the story of Yehoshaphat. They're included in the list of Reb Zundel. But the bottom line is that they didn't have to do anything, and Hashem destroyed the enemies of the Jewish people as they started singing. He said, I don't have the ability, I don't have the power not to run after my enemies, not to kill them, and not even to sing. Hizkiyahu HaMelech says to Hashem, I'm going to go to sleep, and you'll take care of my enemies overnight. Hashem says, I will do it. Pasuk says, it was that night, Hashem sent a messenger and struck the Assyrian encampment. So what do we see? We see four different levels, four different approaches. Do I get involved in Ishtadlus? Do I not get involved in Ishtadlus? King David was involved in Ishtadlus. He was putting in efforts. He actually ran after the enemies. He actually killed them. But then there were others who had different approaches. Right? So which is the highest way? So he brings here from Rav Yosef Zalman Bloch, and obviously there's going to be different ways of understanding this. So, Pershua, Devali David Adif Mikulam. It's been explained that really King David is the greatest of them all. The Masharu Ein Bikoach, that this that he said, Ein Bikoach, Hainu De Ilu Yasu Shtadlus, Hanal Bechreach Yutlu Atzlocha B'Maseim. They were nervous, they were concerned. If I do any of these things, if I actually run after my enemy, I'm afraid, these kings were saying, that I will attribute my successes to myself. I'm afraid I'll fall into the trap of Koyichi V'Yotzim Yodi. Yikashu B'Avak, the Koyichi V'Yotzim Yodi Yosei Liyosei Chalazeh. It's true that I know that you're the one doing it, but I'm nervous. L'chein Adivu L'may B'Shtad Lusam, which, by the way, is the Shita of the Avder of Novartik. Don't do any hishtalus. Why? Because you might come to think that you are the one doing it. So that's why they preferred to minimize their efforts. Aval David Shishtam Lagamina Sabitachan, interestingly, says Rav Yosef Zalman Blach, that King David, he was on the highest level of Bitachan. Which means to say, Yadav Hirgish the Kolmashi Samis Einze Elamaisa Lakim Levadai. He had a feeling that when he would put in any efforts and destroy his enemies, kill his enemies, he had the sense as he's doing it. It's not him. He really had that sense that it's only Hashem. The Rakuyas Baruch Shemay Osav Oisav Yasel Chalam Asim, that only Hashem is the one who did, who does, who will do every single action. So David HaMelech, according to this, the level of hishtadlus, but never for a moment believing or thinking or conceptualizing that I'm the one doing it. It's not just Hashem helping me. There's no me. Right? David HaMelech, King David, is the aspect of Malchus, which our sages teach us, is less lemigar meklum. He has nothing of his own. He was the ultimate, the moon. Right? The moon has no light of its own. David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim, we say when we say the blessing on the moon. So David, because he was able to recognize and realize and really feel that when he's doing it, it's not him. So he did involve himself in action, which is very interesting. The other kings who, they felt that they couldn't get away with it, so to speak. Spiritually, they couldn't afford to put in actions, to be involved in the actual actions, because they knew that they would make a mistake. That's Rav Yosef Zalman Bloch says, the Radak. Asher Hayulafan, the Pesuk says, about Chizkiyahu HaMelech, he was a tremendous Baal B'Tochen. He had faith in Hashem. He was greater than anyone before him, anyone after him. Ratzon Lomar, chutz mi David u'Shlomo. Right? The Pesuk's not saying that he was as great as or greater than King David or King Solomon. Al-Bashar Malchei Yehuda, Asher Hayulafanov. But just in contrast to the other kings of Judah that were before him. There were good kings between King David and Chizkiyahu. All of the list that we just said. Wasn't anyone who did who went as straight as he did in the eyes of Hashem. It's clear that it's not saying that he was greater than David HaMelech, because it says he did just like all that David did. He brings here the Abar Benel. He listened to everything. He served Hashem with all of his heart, with all of his soul. He did not turn away from anything that was commanded by Hashem to Moshe, Rabbin to Moses. It's such a great level of righteousness and fear of heaven. Pasuk says that there was nobody before him and nobody after him like that amongst the kings of Judah. Says Abar Benel, you don't need to mention that he, except for David and Shlomo. His righteousness reached their level, and kept growing. So it almost sounds like from the Barbanel that he was greater than David and Shlomo. Not clear. But the bottom line is that he attached himself to Hashem in everything that he did. In his wars. Everything that he... Whenever he went out, he became greater and greater. He was successful. Why did, if you look at the psukim, you look at the story, so he, Chizkiyahu HaMelech, Assyria, the king of Ashur, the king of Assyria at the time, was ruling over the area with an iron fist, taking taxes, etc. Chizkiyahu rebelled against the king of Ashur. Why did he do that? Why did he feel the confidence to do that? Because he had bitachon. Because he trusted in Hashem. He didn't do what his father, Chizkiyahu's father, was Achaz. Achaz was a bad king, and he made himself, he bowed, so to speak, to the king of Ashur. Chizkiyahu didn't do that. Chizkiyahu did not place his trust in human beings. You shouldn't think that because he was righteous, so therefore he was weak, right? Maybe you could think that, you know, people who are Bali Bitachon, maybe they're wimps. Zachash Asim al Khamis the Plishtim, Shaykh Baham Kal Irvi Vichal Migdom, and Ayyasar Kazan Shah. Migdom, Pasuk does say that he fought with the Philistines. And he battled them and he struck them. Don't think that he's unable to do that. Adir Gedoyla Shu, Ir Mivtsar, even struck a great city, which was a walled city, a city that was well protected. But the bottom line is, Chizkiyahu HaMelech was powerful, but he, despite his power, placed his trust in Hashem and made Hashem the one upon whom he relied. Here he brings from the Echa Ribti, says, Espikie, ir David or Isim ki rovu, Spotty Rishalem Sephardim, Atitoitsu Abat and Levatsar Chaimo. Hold on a second, I don't know if I'm going to read this part. I'm going to skip this part, excuse me. I'm going to go. He brings here a long piece from the Shiure Chumash Lav Simcha Maimon in Parshas Chukos. It's really quite an interesting concept. Nesef Shal Nachash HaNachashas. The Pasuk tells us, if you look at the Pesukim over there, so Chizkiyahu HaMelech, not only does he have faith in Hashem, not only does he trust in Hashem to take care of all of the wars that he fights, but he also was involved in getting rid of any kind of avodah zarah, any kind of idolatry, any kind of bamais, which were personal mizbeachs, altars, that people were not supposed to have. They were only supposed to come to the Beis HaMikdash, to the temple. One of the things that he did was he took the Nachash HaNachoshes. In the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, there was a plague, and the Jews were being... Well, I don't know if it's exactly called a plague, but there were snakes that were biting and killing Jews in the wilderness. And Moshe Rabbeinu had created a nachash, a snake that was made out of bronze. They put it on a pole. You might recognize that pole with the snake from the medical associations. They have that symbol. The Gemara tells us that the purpose of it was that they should see the pole, they should look up to heaven, they should daven to Hashem. But at a certain point, it became something that people actually worshipped. They dove into it, they sacrificed to it. And Chizkiyahu HaMelech took that original thing that Moshe Rabbeinu had made, and he ground it up, destroyed it, so that people would stop serving it.
The Jewish people until that point had been bringing
sacrifices to it, or more accurately, some kind of incense. And it was being made into a type of idol. And Chizkiyahu took it and destroyed it. What about the other tzaddikim? There were other righteous kings. Why didn't they destroy it? These great kings did destroy every single idolatry that there was in the world. That they left a place, they left an opportunity for Chizkiyahu HaMelech to destroy this Avodah Zarah, this idol. We have to say, it's very clear in trying to understand this, that Asan Yehoshua saw the stumbling block that was involved here with this bronze snake. They didn't feel comfortable destroying it because Moshe Rabbeinu himself had made it. Only Chizkiyahu, he was the one who decided that although that it's true that this was made by Moshe Rabbeinu, if it's something that can cause a negative impact is being caused to the Jewish people through it, we gotta destroy it. Despite its great sentimental value. We need to understand, says the Shiurei Chumash of Rav Simcha Maimon, why was it specifically this was the issue that, his great grandparents, the kings before him, left for him to deal with. We can say, based on the Medrash Rabba in Eicha, Arba Malachim Hayu, which we quoted at the beginning, four different types of kings, four different approaches. Each one made certain requests of Hashem in their bitachon, the other ones didn't necessarily make. As we said before, or like Hashem Baruch Hu Ani Yisakin, David said, "I want to go after my enemies and destroy them personally." Hashem said, "Let's do it." Amad Asav Yamar Ani Ebi Koyach LaRaglem, goes through each of them. I'm not going to read it again. Amad Chizkiyahu VaAmar, we're going to just read this, what it says about Chizkiyahu. Ani Ebi Koyach LaLarik VaLeLirda VaLeLo Mashira. So Chizkiyahu, who we're focusing on over here, said, "I don't feel like I have the strength to kill my enemies, to run after my enemies, to even sing a song of victory over my enemies. I'm going to go to sleep, I'm going to lie down on my bed, and you, Hashem, are going to destroy them." Hashem says, "I'll do it." And here's the point, and it's very interesting, and I put a star next to it because I like it so much. This parish seems to understand that this is the highest level. Chizkiyahu HaMelech was in this aspect of absolute bitachon without any efforts. I have such faith in Hashem, I don't need to do anything. He is the one that makes the most sense, that he's going to be the one that's going to destroy, he's going to slice and dice and make mincemeat out of the bronze snake. In that very thing itself, there is an aspect of putting in efforts. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu need it? Why don't you just say, "Klal Yisrael, turn up your eyes to heaven and daven"? He did an action. There's something there. He did something. And since Chizkiyahu was the one whose mida was, his attribute was to have absolute full faith in Hashem, confidence in Hashem without doing any effort. Therefore, it's specifically to him that it makes sense that it's his job to destroy this Nachash HaNachashas. So, we can look at this in a number of ways. Is it the highest level to not do any kind of efforts alongside your bitachon? Is it not the highest way? I don't know. It sounds here like there's multiple opinions. But the bottom line of it for sure is that we gotta have bitachon. And we can be guaranteed that if we work on this bitachon, if we work on our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no matter how we approach it, whether it's like Asa, whether it's like David, whether it's like Yehoshaphat, whether it's like Chizkiyahu, there's lots of ways to approach bitachon. Hashem says, Hareini Isa, I'm going to go with you. The way that we interact with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like we saw numerous times from the Madrigas of Adam, Hashem Tzilcha Yad Minech, Hashem is our shade by our right hand. Hashem, if we move a hand this way, we watch the shade responding. The way that we interact with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the expectation that we have of Hashem when it comes to our bitachon is how Hashem responds to us. So let's keep working on our bitachon. Thank you so much for listening. See you again next time.